There is some kind of strategy to it, but generally you do tend to get hit quite a bit and fall down quite a bit.
Is that the aim of it then? I mean, is that's part of what the game is about, isn't it? It is about that physical brute force almost.
It is about that, yeah. We're basically the aim of the game is to try and get points. One of your team, the jammer, she goes through and she's trying to get through the pack of blockers to get points. And those blockers are trying to stop that jammer from getting points. So you're allowed to hit her over. You're allowed to use your shoulders, your hips, no elbows, no punching, nothing too crazy. It's not an actual fight on wheels, but we are making contact. It is a full contact sport, so we do end up hitting each other quite a bit and getting each other's ways.
Now, looking at you, you don't strike me as the violent sort of person. You look pretty safe to be in a room with.
Yeah, I tend not to
Is
have
it a bit
either.
of a contrast for you then that, you know, you are who you are day to day, but then a new side of you comes out?
Yeah, definitely. When I'm on track, I'm Kato, and I get in my zone, and that's it. And I'm not letting you pass me without a fight.
How did you come to get involved in the first place?
I'd just seen it round about. I go to tattoo conventions and things like that. I'd seen it at the London Roller Girls ages ago, and it just looked awesome. It looked like something I'd love to do. Never done any sport in my life. Always been rubbish at PE. You name it. I'm just not the sporting type at all. And it just sounded good. It just sounded fun. And I went to watch about and loved it. And I was like, yes, I want to do that.
So you hadn't done sport before.
No.
Had you skated before?
No, I'd never skated before in my life. When I turned up for my fresh meet, that's what we call it, fresh meet. When I turned up for that, I'd never even put skates on, not even as a kid. I've never been that coordinated, really, to be on wheels. So I couldn't even stand up on the skates when I started. So it's quite a transformation.
Because that's what I was going to ask. It's not just about skating. You are playing an actual sport and you happen to be on skates. So
Yeah.
how do you actually come to learn to be able to do all of that if you've not skated before? And how long did it take you?
Well, I started in August 2011, so just over a year I've been skating and playing derby for. Basically, the way derby teams work, they're skater run. Everyone does everything. We don't have any outside people helping us. The whole team does everything. So people who'd started before me were coaching me to and teaching me how to skate and teaching me how to play derby, and I've just kind of learnt it from them and by watching bouts online and studying the rules. And we just teach each other. Everyone does everything. We help each other out in all the areas.
There's loads of tension that's building now because you've put your heart and soul, all of your free time into this. What are you hoping for on Saturday?
on Saturday. Number one, I'm hoping that people turn up and that people come out, and it'd be so good to have people cheering us on, because all of the other bouts we've not really had much of a following, many people coming, just like a few friends. But it'd be great to hear people chanting our names. That would be amazing, and for the day to just run really well and everyone to enjoy themselves. But we would quite like to win. That would be amazing. I know it would be for me. I can't. I think I'll probably cry.
What are the chances of a win? Your performance has been better and better as time's gone on, so how likely is it that you could actually win?
I think we can do it. If when we've been training, when we've been practicing, we're it's just all really coming together. And if we do that on track on Saturday, then I think we could win. But we have there is it's not going to be easy. They're going to put up a really good fight. Bedford are good. They're more experienced. They've been going for longer than we have, and they're going to be tough, but it's going to be fun. And I can't wait, and I think we could do it, but I don't want to jinx it.